If you walk out the front door of the First Baptist Church in Macon and turn the corner of the building and then peer through the trees there, you'll see the First Baptist Church of Christ. 170 years ago, there was only one congregation. Now there's a Black Baptist Church and a white one, but the pastors want to mend that rift. With me from Macon is the Reverend James Goolsbee of the First Baptist Church. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
And also with us is Reverend Scott Dickison of the First Baptist Church of Christ. It's good to have you as well.
Good morning, Celeste.
James, tell me about the initial rift back in just after the Civil War, I guess, 170 years ago. Why did the churches split apart?
There's, I guess, a general belief that with the culture of the country at the time, with the fact that a majority of the membership of the combined church was African-American, but not any leadership capacity, and then the majority of that number were slaves, that just the thought of whether direction the country was going, that it was better for the churches to worship separately. And that's kind of the gist of it. And separate church was built on property for the African Americans and grew separately from that. So it's something that happened with the way the culture was, with the way the sign of the times, with, again, with slavery and just the being in the South, it led to that separation.
Scott, what do you think of the history? I mean, we can imagine, but I wonder what kind of real evidence we have about what James is describing. Before the Civil War, this was a church where slave owners would come and they'd bring their slaves. So to a certain extent, it wasn't entirely unified.
No. And, I think one thing that's important to point out is that our church is really more representative of the church in America in that time. And really, the more we've looked into it, I think representative of the Church of America throughout our history. We've kind of followed the ebbs and flows, at least as far as race relations and divisions within the church. But the church was formed in 1826. And for the first 20 years was, worshiped together, whites and blacks, which was, what was done back then. Of course, after a number of slave rebellions, African Americans were not allowed to congregate without white supervision. And so we see that in our church's history. After the initial split in 1845 for the next 20 years until the end of the Civil War, when the black members met, they would do so under the supervision of the white pastor, who was the kind of overseer of that congregation as well. So very complicated, but also, again, I think what we found to be so special about our history is that it's not so special, that it really is representative of the church in that time.
So, James, for 170 years, these churches have been, they're within spitting distance also, I guess, if you're a really good spitter. Why is this the first time there's really been serious talk of, I guess, not merging the churches, but mending fences?
This is actually not the first time. There have been pulpit swaps in the 70s, attempts made to have certain relationships between the church, but I don't think there's been a concerted effort like it has been during this time. A lot of it has to do with Scott and I's participation in the New Baptist Covenant, which gave us a framework to work to try and develop relationships between the churches.
Scott, what is the New Baptist Covenant for those of us who are not Baptist?
Yeah, it was an organization that was formed, I believe, back in 2007. Jimmy Carter, President Carter, and other Baptist leaders sought to bring Baptists from different denominations, both white and black, together around the unification of the Baptist tradition, but also to do work towards racial reconciliation within the country. And over the last couple of years, that effort has really focused on bringing particular churches within a community together around serving the community in various ways, working for racial reconciliation through service.
If you're just joining us, my guests are two Macon pastor Scott Dickison of First Baptist Church of Christ and James Goolsbee of First Baptist Church. You can join this conversation by tweeting us or going to Facebook. So, James, you're not talking about merging the congregations in terms of merging all into one under one roof, right?
That's correct.
So what does this effort mean, this concerted effort?
As we all know, it's been often said that the most segregated time of in the U.S. is on Sunday mornings. But what that does also is it prevents people from, especially Christians, to getting to know one another beyond the racial divide. We've experienced so much in terms of just getting to know our neighbors, getting to know our coworkers that we would work with on everyday basis, but not really understand them in terms of their faith. And as a result of just the interaction, the things that we've done together, the conversation that we're getting ready to have has already proven to be tremendously effective in just getting to know our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that has been amazing, and we're excited about where we feel that's going.
Scott, what have been the obstacles? I mean, obviously, it's been 170 years. This is the first, I think you described it as a concerted effort. Why has it been difficult before?
Well, you know, probably for a lot of the same reasons that it's been difficult for our country. You know, I'd like to say as a pastor that the church has been a leader in racial reconciliation in our country's history. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not really been the case. I think you've seen churches line up on both sides throughout, you know, the last, you know, certainly 150 years since end of the Civil War. And I think our church has just been, again, representative of that whole trend of just following the dominant culture's lead in terms of, you know, how we view our neighbors, how we separate ourselves and live kind of parallel lives in a lot of ways. And that's really what our churches have done. You know, there hasn't been, you know, animosity or, you know, ill feelings. There just hasn't really been much relationship at all. And so that's, you know, that's really where we focused our energies is let's build a relationship. And from that relationship, hopefully build the trust that's necessary to really dig deeper into our histories and how we might use our church's history, our shared history, as a lens through which to view the racial history of the church and the country.
James, how different is a service in your church as opposed to a service in Scott's church?
He preaches longer than I do.
Oh, shots fired. Okay.
And that's really true. We were having an event. One of the first events we had was a joint Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. And that really wasn't planned. It just happened that we realized we were sharing the same park, both of the back entrances to our church, literally back up to a park. And we were sharing that same park for years with Easter egg hunts with our youth, our children. And but on different days. And so we decided we'd share that part together and have a joint Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. And but to do that, we had to adjust our services. Even though we started at the same time, we ended at different times. So I said, okay, I'll preach short that Sunday. And Scott said, well, I'll preach a little longer. And so ultimately, that's the way we were able to get a compromise time to actually to share. So I would say that's one thing. But, I mean, worship is worship. And I don't think it's as much, excuse me, as the styles that it is, the fact that Scott gives a great message. And our messages are the same.
Scott, what will it look like? If everything goes exactly as you hope that it will, and this is an ideal moving forward, what does that look like?
Well, you know, I think in the short term, you know, James mentioned the conversations we have planned for this fall, which will begin at the end of this month. We have Sunday evening conversations planned between our two churches, one in September and then in October and November. And, you know, where we're really hoping to bring our congregations together to talk about race in general. What are we talking about when we talk about race? Race as social construct and these sorts of things. And then moving on into our shared history to really look more critically at that and to hear how our churches tell that story differently. And there are, significant ways I think that we have told that story differently.
I bet.
And finally, we really, and this is what we're building toward, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we're hoping to have a covered dish supper together in our fellowship hall, where hopefully we will have built up trust and relationship to the point where people will feel comfortable sharing their own kind of personal testimonies around race. James and I are going to start to give our testimonies first, and then, we haven't worked out the details on how exactly this will look, but we're really hoping that people will share. And after, during each of these conversations, we're going to have space for people to discuss and kind of reflect together within the two churches. So for me, I think if we can do what we hope to do over the course of this fall and move to a place where we have kind of taken on a shared language and how to even talk about race, to have a conversation about our histories where we hear each other and hear those differences and what we can learn from them, and then move to a place where we can, share from our own personal experiences. If we can do that, I feel like we will have done something really special, and who knows where that will lead. We're really focusing on the past, of course, so we can get more to talking more about the present and what we might do in the future. But if we can do that, I'll just be very, very pleased.
That is Scott Dickison of the First Baptist Church of Christ. We also spoke with Reverend James Goolsbee of the First Baptist Church. Scott and James, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.